Okay, so Sparak Hay and Hilchos Matam and Mishkav Moshev. Continuing more halachas about Zav Zav and Nino Yoledis. The Rambam says, Halach Aleph, Zav Zav and Nino Yoledis. So when it comes to the four main categories of Tumah, of, for instance, a woman who's defined as a Nida, Lolam Haim B'Tumasan, so they always remain in their state of being Tameh, and the Tameh of Nekilim, and Mishkav Merkav Ashi both. And they can go ahead and impart Tumah to people and to vessels, as well as that which they sit or ride on, until they go to the mikvah. So let's say, below Tablu, let's say there were many years that went by where they didn't have what they called after that first initial, let's say, Tame emission, they didn't have another one, right? Below Tablu, but they never went to the mikvah. So theoretically, the person could be in a state of Tumah for the rest of their lives. So if a woman gave birth and she doesn't go to the mikvah after 7 days for a male child, 14 for a female, called them Shatira. So any blood that she sees, afi shuvah sochi me tohar, even though it's blood during the time of being pure, harehu kedam hanidos, so she's considered like someone who is has menstrual blood, ametana lach yavesh, and therefore it produces tuma whether the blood is moist or not. Because when the Torah talks about the amount of time, it's not just time alone, rather it's time plus going to the mikvah. Let's say a woman went ahead and after she gave birth, she went to the mikvah to go from Tamei Tahor, the Nekar Men Adam, the Yudasa, and then blood came out from her when she went in, the Yatza Chutz, and then it, what it called, emerged, Lebein HaShinaim, from the inner area of her uterus, Harezu Tzmeya, she's Tamei, Mena Tvila Mo Elis Adamze, and the immersing does not help for this Dam. Ve'api Shadayin Hibi B'Sara, even though it's still inside her, Ve'im Nekar Men Abali Yasa Men Mikvah, let's say the blood started discharging from inside her when she was leaving the mikvah. Harezu tohara, she's tohar, meishu dam tohar. That tvi lama elas achol adam hamuvla be'ivarim umesima osa dam tohar. So basically what the halacha is that since it happened when she was leaving the mikvah, we say it's tohar because the halacha is that mikvah, going to the mikvah, immersing herself helps for any dam that might be inside after she gets out. So it's all a question of when she first felt that uterine bleeding. A woman who gave birth after either 7 days for a male, 14 for a female, or achar sfiras shiva yamim nikiyam, or after counting 7 days, im haita ledes bezov. So let's say the woman who had given birth, what he called, is in a state of ziva. So in all her days of, so to speak, that she's defined as mitar, she's really like a tamei who went to the mikvah, but the day had not completed. Very develops yom b'chol osan yomim. Therefore, she has to go to. She's like the person who went to the mikvah on those days. So she doesn't. And she doesn't need another immersion. B'sof yomei tahar ella b'mushlam hayomim. Rather, she has to wait until the end of those days. Harei kitvul yom sherev shimsho. Okay. So then, Barmurim, what does this apply? Shehi kitvul yom leinan shrimo meiser. She's considered someone who hadn't gone to the mikvah, who has still a tummy for the day. And when it comes to the area of truma meiser, avala kachim, so the meaning for eating that. When it comes to korbanos, already kavishon tuma, she's primary for tuma. She didn't go to mikvah yet. The kavishon naga benida, it's like she touched someone's nida, or with tama mace, or someone who had died, a corpse, she didn't go to mikvah yet. Names is atalomate. So what do we see from this? Shayiletis besochim made tohar. Someone who gives birth during the days that she is tahar. Ochalas a meiser, she is a lati meiser. Posas is a truma. But she also makes truma bad. Kitzvul yom, like someone again who went to the mikvah that day, but they hadn't passed. Kamoshi's bar. Bimnafal meroka umidam tarasa al kikar shal truma. Let's say what it called some of her saliva or her dam tahar fell on a truma bread. Harehu b'tarasa. She's still considered in a state of tahar. Shemashke tzvul yom tahar kamoshi's bar. Because what it called something that comes from any discharge from a woman who's tzvul yom is still considered tahar, like the Rambam will explain. Matamas akachrim kivlada tumos, and she makes korbanos tame like derivatives of tuma ad shatashim me tohar until the days of tohar finish. V'tia torah lakol, she be tohar for everything. V'early in the Rambam summarizes shema achas shehi matamas akodesh, that after she's matama that which is hekdesh shehi tzricha tefila acheres besof, that she needs another tefila at the end v'arach tiga b'kodesh, and then she can touch that which is kodesh apishin tzricha tefila acheres achilat truma, even though she doesn't need a separate tefila for eating truma. So again, that's the differentiation between korbanos and truma. Let's say a woman who's pregnant, she gives birth and she is has tzaras. She goes to the mikvah after 7 for a man and 14 for a daughter. So her pure blood is tame, like spit or urine that comes from her. They're all considered like tame liquids. Because anything, any fluids that become that are tame, that are discharged from people, are like liquids that they would touch. That would be a problem. Except for the zav. Because those three mashkin that come from him, those are considered primary tuma, not like in this case derivative tuma. Lachavav zavak tana. So a woman who's a zavak tana, meaning she's not zavak dola, which means she's only 1 or 2 days of shemeres of being tame. She tavo biyom b'shamer shala, that she goes to the mikvah the day that she's being careful. Achar hanitz after sunrise. Moshmiyano binan iser nida. Right. Harei magav uvi lasa tuliyim. So we literally what we say is that. What do you call it? The status of her status of being nida. So it's like in an infinite state when it comes to touching and having sexual relations. Now in nigmar yom, but if the day completed below ras, then she didn't see anymore. Kol shenagavo tahor. Anyone who touched her is tahor. Uva ola tahor pater. And if he had sexual relations with her, he's also pater. Nimras adam achar shetava. If she saw blood after she went to the mikvah, kol tahor she'asa tmeos. All tahoros that were tame. Ve'osas mishkav merkav. Uva ola chayv chatas. And anything. Any what do you call it? Anything she sat and wrote on, or she had sexual relations with, all those cases you're chayav and chatas. Tava b'leil shamar kodem shi'ala amar shachar. If she went to the mikvah before dawn, all right, on that night, harizu kamisha lo tava. It's as if she didn't go to the mikvah at all. The dain osas merka of moshav, and therefore she could still impart tuma on that which she sits or rides on. V'chazayin aroa dam biyom echadasar. If she sees blood on the 11th day, v'tava le'erev leil shneimasar, and she went to the mikvah the evening of the 12th. Harizu mitama mishkav Moshe. She produces tama both sitting and riding on stuff, or lying on something. Afishinu ruya lios zavigdola. Even though she's not really a zavigdola, kumash rando be nesr nida. Even though she's in a minor state, nonetheless, she's still able to impart tama and mishkav Moshe. Laches tavla b'yom yudbeis achar neitzachama. She went to the mikvah the 12th day after hanitz, after sunrise. Afish asur l'shamesh al arab. Even though you can't have sexual relations until the night. Im shem shabola tahor. But if she did, the man is tar, mishkav merkava tar, and that which she is sits or rides on is still tar. Afish rasa dam yom beiz achafila. Even she sees blood on the 12th day after going to the mikvah. Menei shehu tchilas nida, because it's the beginning of nida. Kamosh merano sham beiz nida. Ben mistar for the yom achadasar, and it doesn't combine together for the 11th. Lefikach ina tzricha lishmon yom shneimasar. That's why she should have to keep an eye on the 12th day. Ela tevela tosekas v'taras. Rather, she is able to engage and touch things that are tar. Aval ro dam ba'asiri. If she saw blood on the 10th day, tevela tsviyom achadasar. She goes to the mikvah on the 11th day, Mishamaris Oso, right? And she observes that day. She imterib odam, achar tevila, nitmu, kol tahara she'asasa. Because if she sees blood after she goes to the mikvah, then anything she touched retroactively becomes tameh. Benitma bola and the person she has second pleasures with would be us, but tameh. Afish en ruya lios zavagdola, kumash rianu minida. Even though she, technically speaking, won't even be a zavagdola. Finally, lakates, zav zavagdola. So whether it's a minor or, excuse me, a male who's a zav or a woman who's a major zava, they go to the mikvah on the 7th day. They don't involve themselves in things that are tar until the nighttime. Because maybe they'll see tuma. And they will, what do you call it? They will, what do you call it? Be hidden away, or what do you call it? They'll, excuse me, contradict the 7 days that they counted. And therefore, retroactively, that which is touch, which is tar, becomes tuma. Even though normally speaking, we don't make things that were touched through sitting or lying on retroactively. Nonetheless, that which we say that when it comes to earthenware containers and a move, they're not tame after someone goes to the mikvah. Even if after you went to the mikvah, you saw that you were tame. But any earthenware vessel that was moved until you didn't see what he called any discharge, it's still considered tahor. That is Parakeh, and we'll continue with Parakeh Vav tomorrow.